Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday, Grand Rising, Rich Rising. Ooh, my bad, y'all. All of the above, you guys. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. This is the segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast. And I just want to say welcome to a brand new another day. This is episode 101. For those of you who missed episode 100, I gave you all y'all flowers. We celebrated the 100th episode. Now it's back to the regular scheduled program, back to the grind, back to another 100. And I'm super excited to be here again on another Monday. I hope you guys are doing well. I had a very eventful weekend. Man, what did I do real quick before we get into it? I went to a birthday party at Five Church. It's a really cool rooftop here in Atlanta. So if you live in the Atlanta area, if you ever come visit, Five Church is a really good one. It's not a church. I don't know why they called it Five Church. It was a rooftop, like little shindig. So shout out to Ebony. Happy birthday, mama. We celebrated her. And then yesterday I got to work the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation event for single mothers. And it was really, 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 really impactful and really dope. So I really enjoyed that and had a great time. Let me know in the comments if you guys want to share all the fun things you guys did this weekend. But I hope you guys had a beautiful weekend. I hope you rested. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you got outside the box a little bit, because we're going to talk about getting outside the box today. We're going to talk about keeping an open mind. And there's a few things that prompted this conversation. So we're going to dive into it. I have three stories, so to speak, for you guys. One being one of the events this weekend that triggered this. But nonetheless, let's jump into our prayer. Go ahead and load up the morning comments and shout outs. I saw y'all bright and early, so thank you for that. If you have not shouted out, put where you're from if this is your first time and all of that jazz. Super excited to be here, you guys. But yes, if you are not religious or spiritual, or you do not, want to say, consider yourself a Christian, it is totally okay. You're welcome here anyway. This is a judgmental-free, non-denominational space, to be honest with you, where everybody is welcome. We are all open-minded. And so let's get to the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for filling us with purpose, passion, direction. And anybody who does not have direction or they don't know what to do next, I pray for discernment on their lives. I pray that you expose and reveal their purpose right now. I pray that they walk in your light at all times and that we do everything that is pleasing in your sight. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amens. Y'all remember that guy that was on social media? Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. All right, let's jump into the good morning shout outs. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Edwan. Edwan, I hope you are feeling better. I hope you are discharged and at home or at work. Hopefully at home getting some rest, but I hope you are feeling better. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Melindy. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Brandies. Good morning, Shador. I'm seeing new names, y'all. If you are new or you've been MIA for a little bit, which is totally okay. I'm super happy that you guys are back. Good morning, Shador. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Brandy. And I know the others will trickle in. Good morning, Amani. Started work early from home today. And get them coins, girl. Get them coins. Yes, I hope you guys are having a beautiful day. It is raining here in Atlanta. We woke up to like a light thunderstorm, and y'all, I love storms. I don't know about y'all. Good morning, Marta. Good morning, Apple Dublin. I love storms. I don't know about y'all, but anytime it rains, I'm just like, ooh, I really didn't want to get up. I even had a dream, y'all, that I missed Morning Motivation. I was like, I don't do that. I don't do that. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning. Oh, good morning. First time joining. Where are you joining from? Lorona? Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Edwan says, no, I'm still in the hospital. Won't be released till Wednesday morning. Everybody continue to send your prayers to Edwan. Edwan, I pray that you are healing and that everything is going to work out okay in Jesus' name, because we ain't got time, okay? I hope that you have a speedy recovery and that everything goes as well when you get out.
All right, y'all. So in today's topic, what are we talking about today? What are we talking about, Brittany? Today, we are going to talk about keeping an open mind. Keeping an open mind. Grand Rising, Rakisha. Keeping an open mind. Now, some of us subscribe to the Christian denomination or faith. And if you don't, that is totally fine. If you are Buddhist, Muslim, universe-based, personally, as long as you have a relationship with God, that's all that matters in my eyes, because religion and relationship are two totally different things. Your religion teaches you how to live, but a relationship with God is really understanding your purpose, your power, going to Him, casting your burdens on Him. And I can't speak for you all, but I use religious texts as kind of like a guideline, like a textbook of things I should and shouldn't do, or gives me fables on, or stories, I should say, on how to handle certain situations. You know, when you see people that struggled, like how do they handle it with God? What did God want them to do? That's kind of how I use religious texts. And it just depends on you. But what I will say is, unless you have completely rediscovered yourself and went on a spiritual journey and actually studied religion, I really would like to challenge everybody to keep an open mind. Good morning. I really would like to challenge people to keep an open mind, because some things that I hear often, hold on, y'all, give me one second, I gotta plug y'all up real quick so we don't die on this live, because I notice I ain't got much juice.
The struggle. Okay.
Cool. Good morning. Hi, Miss Linda. I got you in 1 second. From Canada, Toronto. What's up? Okay. So I want everybody to keep an open mind. And I know that's really hard for some people, because we were taught, especially in the Christian church. I can't speak for other religions because I didn't grow up in other religious cultures. But in the Christian church, we were taught that if you question God, if you question that Bible, then you don't believe. You ain't a believer. You a deceiver, whatever, you know, is the case. And the reason why that never sat right with me, and the reason why I never just fully dived into that, because one, I never saw that in the Bible. I've only heard like pastors say that, or religious people tell me that. If you question God, you question this. This is the way. And my thing was like, okay, taking a step back, right? Putting religion on the shelf. We have to guess and study everything else, right? If you want to know about flowers, nobody knows how a flower is created until you study it. If you want to know about the body, good morning, you don't know about the body until you study it. To me, that is the number one way we know that there's a God, right? Because how in the heck is our blood flowing, heart pumping, nutrients, food digesting, our mind is going, where we can talk, we can move all of our a man could not make this, right? They're making robots, but humans cannot create this. Like, how in the heck does a tiny, tiny microscopic sperm meet a tiny microscopic egg and it form into a human being, into only one type of person? I think that's just evidence right there that there's something greater out there than us, right? But I just got to thinking, like, I was like, God made us so unique, right? God made different people. God made different hobbies. God made different flowers. If you look just at nature in general, right? There's so much uniqueness to it. And I was just like, well, if we have to study everything else, why can't we study religion? You know, because just let's be fair and be honest. In fact, Christianity is the newest religion out of all of them, right? There were people that were studying things thousands and thousands of years before the Christian faith. And Jesus was not a Christian. He was a Jew, right? So the reason why I say all that is not to try to tell nobody what to believe or whatever. All I'm saying is sometimes when we stick to what we were only taught, not what we've studied on our own, right? Not what we've taken the time to grab the Bible ourselves, or grab the Quran, or whatever you believe in ourselves, and do a deep dive. Sometimes we grow up in it, right? We're told what we should believe, how to move, what we should do. And that's where a lot of the judgment and the, I would guess, narcissistic behavior of the church comes from, in my personal opinion. It's all this, well, we should, but what's in the text, right? What does other texts say? You know, because if you look at all the foundation of all religion, just the foundation, not the man-made part, not the church part, not the collective of it all, not when humans step into it. But if you look at all the basic foundations of every religion, they're all the same. You know, be a good person. Don't steal. Don't cheat. Don't, you know, sleep with somebody's wife. This, and that, and the third. And teach their own. I'm not trying to convert, tell nobody nothing. But oftentimes what I see is when people get introduced to new information, like instance, the sacred woman, right? When people get introduced to new information, they automatically close it off as soon as they see one tiny thing that they have been told that is wrong, that they have been told that is evil, that they've told you don't believe in this, but you don't even know what it is. I was reading a review. I was going through my list of books, right? And Sacred Woman is something that we've talked about here on this channel. Now, it's not for everybody. I've told y'all that. Like when I first opened the book, I opened the book back in 2020. It was during the pandemic. And I opened the book because what did I see? I read the things that we shouldn't eat as women, especially as women of color. I read that there are certain things that just aren't good for us, that they're like bottom feeders. And it's a lot of the stuff that we eat, like crab, mussels, what is it called? Crawfish, a lot of things that we shouldn't eat, that we eat as people of color. You know, we love us some crab legs. And you can see that in Atlanta. It's a crab shack everywhere, right? And I just wasn't ready to hear that. I was like, wait, I got to give up my delicatessens, my delicacies, just like some people with pork, right? There are certain people that just do not fool with pork. And some people will die for the swine. To each their own, whatever you believe is for you, is for you. But what I say all that to say is I was reading somebody's comment and she was like, I got it. I thought it was a religious book, which I don't know how it got into the religious section because it's not a religious book. It's a spiritual book. And she was saying, it's just, I don't believe in that. And it's just like, I get it. I get we're told one thing, but did you even ask yourself why? Did we even say, hey, where does this come from? Did we even say, because I feel like when we do that, we miss out, right? We miss out on the other information that's in that book. Like, okay, you might not believe in this piece, right? Maybe you're not a person that does sacred altars. Maybe you're not a person who believes in spirituality in that way. But when you talk about womb health, when you talk about healing, when we talk about food that is important for the body to heal itself without modern medicine. And what I mean by that is there are things in that book that have healed cis and women. Like that book taught me that your partner or the person that you're sleeping with can cause you harm on your body more than STDs. Like if somebody's not aligned with you or they're eating toxic food, whether it be your husband or your partner, say if you're really healthy and they're eating toxic foods, like maybe they eat a whole lot of junk food, maybe they eat a whole lot of fast food and things like that, their sperm then becomes toxic for you. And their sperm can cause things to be off balance inside your womb. Had I not read that in that book, I would have never known that, right? So I'm just saying little nuggets like that. And I feel like sometimes when we have such a closed mind on things because of things that we were taught, we throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not saying that everything you come across, everything I say, or everything that's out there, you should just be like, ooh, let me, you know, whatever. But you know, when you're curious or something crosses your mind, instead of us X-ing it out and saying, we don't do that, I don't believe in that, go research, go explore, go just see what's what. Anytime I have a question about something, whether it be something I was told, you know, we don't believe in or whatever, I just do a little background research. I want to know why things are what, where did this come from? Why is this? I challenge every thought, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. You know, with the formula shortage, I was up here thinking that it was a whole scam. I was like, why? I was like, don't y'all just make formulas at the factory? I was like, what's up? Like, you know, I feel like this is a scam, right? And I was like, Brittany, just go research. So I researched it and I had no idea that the reason there's a formula shortage is because there was a recall on a lot of baby formula because they didn't have enough FDA inspectors to inspect the formula, which I guess in the formula factory, something got into the formula that was very toxic to the babies and babies were passing away because there were not enough inspectors. Now I have the information. Does that make sense? So I really think that, instead of us just closing things off, and I feel like if y'all stuck with me this far, then y'all are very open-minded, and it's not for everybody. I see people just like, you know, this ain't for me. I'm out, you know, I'll subscribe. Cool. It is what it is. Teach their own. But when we shut down, when we have closed off ourselves, we keep our minds like this. We keep very narrow-minded thoughts. And a lot of times when we're very closed off and we're narrow-minded, it's only because of things that we were taught and things that we were told and not things that we have discovered and researched on our own, right? I'm a huge fan of the Nation of Islam. I think that they are really impactful brothers in the community. Watching the movie Malcolm X, seeing how they come together, seeing how they're dressing with their, you know, not saying that they're perfect people. Nobody's perfect. No religion, spirituality, everybody got their own stuff going on, right? But I'm very, very impressed by them, by the way that they learn, the things that they learn, how they articulate, right? And, you know, I'm not a part of the Nation. I'm not Muslim. But when I was greeted by a brother from the Nation, you know, when I was growing up, you know, them bean pie brothers, like there was a whole lot of jokes about the Nation, right? Nobody, from what I fathomed as a kid growing up from the 80s to now, you know, there was a lot of jokes about the Nation. There was a lot of digs like about the bean pies and about how they, you know, are out there in their suits and things like that. But I was like, you know what, let me go do my own research. Where does the Nation of Islam come from? You know, outside of Malcolm X, what do they stand for? What are their principles? What's what? And one day I was approached by somebody, very kind man. They were selling fruit because they believe in health and a lot of the things that we talk about, believe in healthy living, and that, though, you know, we have to teach and eat a certain way to be as healthy as possible because our bodies are our temples. And he approached me and I bought some fruit from the man, and he was super nice. And I said, you know, thank you, my brother. And he gave me a paper that was written by it's like one of their main sources. I forgot what the name is. Anybody that knows, put it down below. Because if you live in New York, you probably know. If you live in an area where it's they're out there, that you might know. And I'm mad that I can't remember what the name of the paper was. And I opened it, and it was some really interesting stuff in there. And they combat a lot about, they combat the government. They combat, you know, there was just a lot of information, and it made me just start going and doing more research. And I'm not saying that you have to go get one of those papers. I'm not saying that you have to dive deep into somebody else's religion, but I'm very intrigued by how other people live and why they believe what they believe. And I want to know the root of it and what truth. I'm a seeker of truth. So I just challenge everybody just with that aspect alone, because sometimes we miss out on so many opportunities and so much good information and so much knowledge. Zara's here, y'all. The call. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's what it is too. And we miss out on so much just information because of things that we quote unquote don't believe in or stuff that we've been told. Now, if I would have listened to the comments that I was hearing as a kid and the jokes, I would have not taken these men seriously. I would have been very ignorant to how powerful, you know, their movement is, you know. And as far as a collective of Black individuals in America, I think they're doing an outstanding job. And I don't know, I'm not too deep into it. I don't know what they talk about at the mosque. But I really believe that, you know, just from what I see and what I've experienced, they're very pleasant people that work really hard and that try to be outstanding citizens in America and just do their own thing. And I commend that. I commend anybody that's willing to think outside the box. Now, if you don't believe in the Muslim culture, that's on you. I can't tell you what to believe. But I really think that religion can keep people very narrow-minded and very, very stuck. And I just want us to, and again, teach their own, do your own thing. But for me, I will say that I am very open-minded. I will hear anybody out. And I wasn't always like this, y'all. I used to die for the cross. I remember I was in New York and I worked in Forever 21, that big one down in Times Square. And we were waiting to, a group of us had got hired and we were waiting to start our process. And I was in the lobby with this guy who was Muslim. And he started challenging my religious views. And instead of me having a mature intellectual conversation and just hearing him out, good morning. You know, and me stating why I stayed, because I already told y'all, I've already experienced what I've experienced for myself. So that's how I know it works for me. But instead of me having a open-minded, adult, mature conversation, I got so mad because I was like, how are you going to tell me about Jesus? I just got so irate. And it's because I didn't have enough information. All I had is what I was told. And I started getting very upset, being very hostile. And it was just like and I was just thinking about it because my views were being challenged. Like, for this conversation, it's not for everybody. It's very uncomfortable for most because it's going against everything that you've been told dang near your entire life. Some people are like, oh, this ain't for me. Bye, not today. Morning motivation ain't for me today. And that's okay. I'm not for everybody. I know especially when I'm debating and when I challenge people's view, I make people uncomfortable all the time because I challenge what the status quo will say. I challenge the narratives we've been taught. I'm a very combative when it comes to very minded way. I'm very open too. I will listen to anybody's point of view. And I will see your point of view, but I have discernment. I want everybody to have a discernment. It's okay to say, I agree to disagree. It's cool what you're seeing. Y'all could be like, it's cool what you're saying, Britt. I just agree to disagree. And that's okay. I feel like that's where we can get to a healthy space of hearing each other out. And maybe, you know, if you guys want to chime in, let me know. This is a two-way conversation, right? But I really feel like we don't do enough of agree to disagree. I think that is super healthy. And it's so funny. So I was over at my friend's house and she was like, man, and I always call my honey. Y'all know who I'm talking about. His name is Nolan. And my friend goes, man, you found somebody that's perfect for you because he has no problem challenging your viewpoints. Cause I'm the debater in the group. We want to start at parties. That's what I do. We find one topic and we debate. Like this weekend, we were debating on how fast should a woman move on from a relationship. And in my point of view, I said, if there were no ties to y'all, right? If you guys were in a relationship under a year and your heart was not broken, you have nothing to heal from. Move on. Who cares how long? Just move on. Like if both of y'all have agreed that it's not going to work, that you don't have, there's no bad blood, you weren't hurt, you didn't have anything to heal from, after you guys have said, hey, we're no longer together and we're making this agreement, or that person doesn't want you no more, you don't want that person no more, move on. You don't have no ties to be loyal to somebody that you are not with anymore. If you were loyal, especially, I'm a very loyal woman. When I'm with you, I'm with you. But when I'm not, I'm not. Okay? And again, it depends on the relationship and it depends on the level of severity. I feel like if, God forbid, something were to happen to this relationship, I would handle it very different. This is a very different situation that I had in my past. Me and that guy didn't live together. He ain't want to be with me no more. All right, I'm out. Bye. And I asked him, I said, hey, you sure? He said, yes. Okay, cool. He was upset that I moved on fast. Sir, whose timeline am I on? Yours or God's or mine? I don't have time for that. So we had a real healthy, real thick debate this weekend about that because people, men mostly, feel like women should go through this healing process to get over them. Why? Y'all don't. What? Why should women put themselves on the shelves? And y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments. Y'all let me know if women should put themselves on the shelf because a man says that he no longer wants to be with her. What? And that was the topic number two. This was the second topic that struck this conversation and why I feel like people should have open minds about certain things, because we've been taught, especially women, right? We have been taught that we are supposed to honor the man, cherish the man, put the man on the pedestal, be the wife, be the golden goose and all of this great stuff. And men get to be, they get to treat us. If they have money, they can do whatever they want. That's what we've been taught. Like if he got money, he's taking care of a girl. Who cares what he does? Are you kidding me? I care. Because guess what? Even if he is paying the bills, when he cheats, it still hurts. I still don't get over that pain. I still have to heal from the mistrust, the the abuse of my feelings and my emotions, especially if he lied about it, right? Then I have the dishonesty. Then not even just that, with all of the layers of the friendship being broken, then I have to worry about if you went out there and slept with somebody and brought me something back, and now you're disrupting my temple that I have worked on hard and long with, you know, making sure it was as healthy as possible. Now you're subjecting me to somebody else's germs and toxicity, because I don't know what that woman does with her vagina. So you expect a woman to do all of these great, amazing and great things and be loyal and be dedicated and be a good cook, a good cleaner, and a good, all of this great stuff. And then men get to be, I think not. I think absolutely not. Dia says, well, we'll move on when we're good and ready. You god dang right. And if it's a couple days, sis, because I was, so the debate was, because I'll just give you some backstory and some clarification. So I was dating a guy a couple years ago. This is old news. I don't even know where he's at no more. Don't care. Dating this guy. We were going together. I really liked him at the time, and he was really nice. We were building something I thought was cool. We had a lot of, you know, during the dating process and during our togetherness, we had a lot of friction. We didn't see a lot eye to eye, which is not a bad thing. I don't think that when you're meeting somebody new and things aren't always, it's not always going to click right away, because you're learning each other. You're debunking each other's beliefs. You know, you're being open. You're supposed to be being open and working together to figure out how to make it collectively work, right? And long story short, and nothing happened. Like, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't no cheating. It wasn't no to my knowledge, right? And then one day he was just basically like, he just didn't see us working out. And I was like, okay, cool. I was a little hurt because I thought that was going to be somebody I was going to be with for a while. But I understand, because I understand I'm not for everybody. Everybody's not for me. So when somebody tells me they don't want to be with me anymore, it does sting, because it's the ego, right? Nobody wants to be rejected. But at the same time, I was just like, all right, you're a man. I'm a woman. I know my value. You don't see it. It's cool. I'm not for you. And so I took the weekend. You know, did my little crying, went through my little process. And women, I tell y'all this all the time, feel how you feel. Get those emotions out. Have your pity party, eat some ice cream, cry, watch the movie, you know, go through all the little fun memories and pictures and times that you had and you know, do all that. But then when Monday comes, you dry your tears, you head to the gym, and you get your life back on track, because that was a part of your life. And that's why I challenge anybody on here listening. I don't care if you're married, single, whatever, your spouse and your partner should be a part of your life. They should not be your entire life. I didn't lose any friends in that relationship. I've been very good at that. I don't do that. I don't go MIA on my friends, or we don't, you know, we do separate things together. We don't always have to be click tight, always together, always up under him. My life does not revolve around my partner. Our lives intermingle with one another. He still has his life. I still have mine. Do we meet each other's friends? Absolutely. I don't adopt his friends, and he don't adopt my friends. No, because if God forbid something happened, them still my friends, them still your friends. And I think people need to get it. I love, you know, when you meet their families, and if you're married, it's different because you have kids. That's different. You know, that's a different bond. But if you're not married and you're dating and you meet the people's mom, and then she's so sweet to you and all that's great. You can love Miss Sharon to pieces. But when y'all break up, that's still his mama. That's still her dad. You know what I mean? So although you can kind of keep the relationship cordial, I cut all of that. The reason being is because that's still that person's family at the end of the day, and they're never going to choose you over them unless you have kids. And that's a whole different story. But if you're single, if you were together a little bit, y'all don't got no kids. Even if y'all were together for some years, you could still be amicable, but holding on to those family relationships, the family ties and friends and all that, that's just going to keep you stuck in that space and you cannot move on. So me and him had none of that. So I was able to mourn the relationship and move on. And the guy was like, y'all need to heal. Y'all need some time to heal. Heal from what? Heal? You just didn't like me, sir. My life was still jumping. I was still Brittany the host. I was still doing my thing. I still had my podcast. I still had my YouTube channel. I still had my job. Heal from what? My heart wasn't broken. I was hurt, but I wasn't crushed. I wasn't, you know, we got to be very mindful, people, not to let people penetrate you to that extent. Now, if you're married, that's a whole different ball game. That's a whole different layer. That's spiritual. All that. I ain't talking to the married folks, but I'm saying, like, when you're dating and when you're with people and you're not married, what? You can be devastated. You can be crushed, but if you didn't have skin in the game, ain't that much skin in the game. We was going to practice. What I got to heal from? I didn't find out. Now it's different. If somebody was showing you something, right? If somebody was presenting themselves in a certain way, and then they were doing a whole bunch of other stuff behind your back, I can understand why a woman may need to heal a little bit from that, because now she's second guessing herself. Ain't nothing to heal from that man. She's second guessing herself because she's like, how did I not see that? What signs was I missing? Why did I accept this? What red flags? I feel like that's the healing process that needs to happen. Not because you left, sir. Not because you were a shady individual. You made all those decisions. Never attach somebody else's decisions to you and how you move, right? If you were a good person in that relationship and that person just was a crappy person and they were lying and they were deceiving, you don't need to heal. You need to cut them off and cut ties and sever ties because they lied. I don't have liars in my life. That's something I do not tolerate. Man, woman, child, I don't do liars. I'd rather you tell me the truth and it hurts than you sitting up here blowing smoke up my butt. Absolutely not. I do not deal with liars. So I would be needing to heal. Like, where were the what flags was I overlooking? Why did I allow this person to deceive me? Why did I taking personal accountability? Because you cannot control what the other person does. I don't worry about my boo cheating. I was about to call my husband. I don't mind. I don't worry about that cheating, because if he's going to cheat, it's going to come to light. I don't need to go search for it. I don't need to go looking. Whatever's done in the dark is going to come to light. So I don't even waste time with those thoughts, those emotions, because it is what it is. I can't control another human being. He can't control. We do what we want to do, but we respect each other and we honor each other. But heal from what? I need to heal myself, but heal from you, sir? Absolutely not. Next. You know, ladies, if you are beautiful, let me tell y'all something. I know my subscribers. I know the people that watch. Y'all are beautiful. Y'all are talented. Y'all are spiritually and mentally focused. Y'all are healing yourselves. You're working on yourselves every day. If I'm working on myself every day, if I know that I'm a catch, the only thing I need to heal is, how did I attract and allow you to be in my life? That's the only thing I need to heal. Because I'm working on myself and growing and healing every day. Healing is an everyday process. So y'all do not put yourselves on the shelf for absolutely nobody. What? Moving on. Get out of here. Good morning, all. I'm listening from my TV while I'm working. Prayers, Edwan, blessings, support, women of God. Amen. Ms. Debbie, or Ms. Linda, excuse me. Have a great, yes. Okay, so let's go to the comments. Let's see what y'all saying. Edwan said, it took me 6 months to get over my ex. And here's the thing about getting over somebody, right? Okay, I need everybody to understand something, because this was an epiphany that changed my life. Let this marinate. I hope everybody listen. I hope you got your notebooks out. I hope you listen, because I'm gonna respond to Edwan's comment. He said, it took me 6 months to get over my ex-fiance. People only hold real estate in your mind and your heart if you allow it. And I'm not trying to be a cold-hearted son of a gun. And I'm not saying that it didn't take me years to get over people, or if my current relationship wouldn't be over, that I wouldn't be devastated. But again, it's different. You had an ex-fiance, right? We don't know, you know, the levels and layers to that situation. You know, if you're living with somebody, if, you know, there's stake in the game, maybe y'all got businesses, I can understand, you know, needing time and space to be alone. But I really don't think that people and I'm not talking about you, Edwan, I'm just saying in general, I don't think that you should waste too much energy allowing yourself to not move on from somebody. And I'm not saying that you should just go jump into bed with somebody the next week or, you know, hey, ladies, get under a new one to get over the old one. No, that's not the way you get over somebody. It's going through those processes, going through those emotions. But always remember, we allow the pain to stay around. And I'll give you guys a real story. So when I was in college, I dated a guy and I put him on a pedestal. I was head over heels. I was everything and a doormat to this man, right? Just stupid. And I can say that about myself because I had no self-worth, no, just whatever he wanted. I was just that girl. Like I thought the moon, sun, stars rose and fell out of his butt. Just that head over heels, stupidly in love with this man. Stupidly, because he didn't do anything for me to be in love with him like this. He was somebody I had a crush on since seventh grade. You know, I put him in my mind on a pedestal. Like when I saw him in the mall for the first time in the seventh grade, it was like seeing your favorite celebrity. Does that make sense? Like that's how infatuated I was with this individual. So I had a crush on him for years. We ended up at the same college. I thought it was fate. We were cool, became friends. And then, you know, the rest is history. And when I found out that he was basically with his ex-girlfriend the entire time we were together, I was devastated, y'all. Because I had thought I was the prize. I had thought I won the golden goose. I had thought I got what I always wanted, right? And when we put people on pedestals, we put nobody on a pedestal. Because when we put people on pedestals, they're going to disappoint us. It's inevitable. So I found out he cheated and I was just crushed and hurt and the whole gamut. It took me years to get over this man. And one day, because I was thinking about him, and I was like this and that. Now, mind you, I was still thinking about this guy. He had moved on, had other relationships that I watched from Facebook. I knew, saw all, you know how us girls go and how we us people be. When we want to check on somebody, we check their social media secretly. Maybe we go to another page and look, you know. And I was just looking at his life. He had moved on, new job, all of this stuff. He was not thinking about me. And all the time I was allowing this pain to linger. And one day I was like, Brittany, all he did was cheat on you. You're the one that's allowing this pain to keep festering. And it might have been God now that I think about it. But that voice came to me clear as day. You're allowing this pain to stay. And once I had that realization, I just let it go. Sorry to cut y'all. Just let it go. And I was just like, oh, okay, I'm good now. Y'all, we cannot allow stuff to linger on because somebody said it should, or that we're women and that we should take this long, drawn out process to heal ourselves. No, not at all. When a man tells you he's no longer wants you or love you, take his word. If you feel compelled to linger, don't. Would you rather be hurt or humiliated? Because that's exactly what happens. Hurt comes and goes. Humiliation is ugly. Ooh, come on, Miss Linda. I'm just going to let this marinate. I'm just going to let this one sit right here. This wisdom right here. You guys, if a man or woman is not showing you that they want you, they're showing you everything you need to be shown. If you have to persuade to somebody to be with you, it ain't it. If you have to do tricks and shuffle and chuck and hey, look at me. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. If he no longer wants you or loves you, take his word. And the thing is, let's go back to the ex story, right? So then I ask him right before I move on. I did my little weekend, I think. And I was like, hey, cause I know myself once I, and I don't know if it's the Virgo in me, y'all Virgos, let me know. Once I no longer care, I don't care. I care a lot about things. I care a lot about people. I care a lot about situations. When I say I loved you, I love you. When you're my friend, I love you to pieces. I got you. You know, when I care, I care. But once that care is gone, once I don't care, I don't care. I don't care if you were in the same room. You will be invisible to me. I know how to cut you off in my life where you no longer exist. When I don't care, I don't care. So I went to him and I said, are you sure? I went to my ex. I was like, are you sure? Because, you know, I know myself. Once I move on, I move on. And he was like, yeah, I'm sure. All right, noted. Boom, gone. He found out I was in a new relationship on my podcast. First of all, it wasn't for you, sir. It wasn't for you to be listening to, sir. But he found out I was in another relationship on my podcast and he felt some type of way. You don't want me. Why you feel away? And here's men's ego. This is where men go. You must have been with him the whole time. You must have been cheating. And that's what the guy said when we were at the party debating. You must have been cheating the whole time. No. Do you not see me? I'm a whole snack. Who wouldn't want this? And every woman should feel this way. Do you not see me? Do you not know how dope I am? Do you know getting a man is not the issue? Finding the right one that you click with is the issue. A lot of y'all, it ain't hard for y'all to get a man. Y'all can get a man. A lot of y'all could get women. You know, my men out here, y'all can get women. It's getting the right one for you is normally where people have a hard time with. But it's not getting a man, right? And so fast forward, about last year, I stumbled across a YouTube video, because he also does YouTube, a YouTube video about how soon is too soon to move on. So I'm watching this video and he's talking about me. I thought it was hilarious. And he was saying in the video that he felt that it was too soon, that you should, this is what he said, y'all. Listen to this. Men, I swear, sometimes y'all, the way y'all think. He said that I should have waited a little bit more time because I don't know if we would have been able to get back together. What? So you wanted me to put myself on the shelf in hopes that maybe when you were ready to come back around, I was going to be okay with it. Are you dumb? Y'all, I laugh so hard. This is how people think. No, you shouldn't. Even though I told you, I don't want you. Even when you came to me and you asked me if you were sure, I told you no, but you should still stay single and still put yourself on the shelf just in case I change my mind. Ooh, the ego of it all. I was like, are you dumb? Y'all, this is how people think for real. This is how people think. They want you to want them so much that losing them is so devastating that you'd put yourself on a shelf and put up all your goodness, all your light, all your loving joy, your beauty, your energy, your je ne sais quoi, all of your swag, all of your that what makes you, what makes you dope, which attracted them to you in the first place. They want you to put this all on the shelf and keep it away from the general public for them. I haven't heard of more idiocracy in my life. Child, going back to the comments, Miss Debbie says, that's right. Going back to the comments, she Amber says, I think people see women as emotional, so they make it seem like you should take it more hard than men because they are looking at us as, they're looked at as emotionless. But that's not right in the way they see it. Yes, and that's true. And you know what? Men do have emotions, but this is how men process. This is the difference between when women go through something and men go through something. That's why I say women, just take care of your emotions first. You know, on my 555 transformation, my coaching class, I tell women, go get all your emotions out first. So then you can get, because we're emotional beings, right? Then you can clear your mind and make a rational decision. That's why we have to get those emotions out of our way, because the emotions keep us unrational. A lot of us will go off on our emotions, right? We're very emotional creatures, which we're, it's okay. But we have to go check our emotions, go cry it out in the bathroom, go get yourself together, and then you can think with a clear head. And I love that you said this, but what most men do, not all, but most, is y'all, they break up with you, they party. Party. They calling Stacy that they ain't talked to because they was trying to be a good dude. They calling Becky that they, you know, not all, but most. And they party, right? And once that party dies down and a couple months goes by, then they like, dang, you know what? Brittany was hella cool. Man, she was, you know, or they start dating other women. They go back to the streets and they meet the city girls. And they meet the girls that they hands out like this, right? They meet the good time girls. And then they like, dang, I remember when Brittany was cool with just kicking it at the crib and watching Netflix. And Brittany was, you know, she didn't really bother me. She didn't really ask me for too much. And then they start playing all of the good and all of the times and all of this. But you already took care of that because you did that at first. You healed yourself, right? And then that's when you get the hey, big head text, or hey, thinking about you text, or hey, miss you text. And you like a month or two later and you like, huh? That's why ladies don't ever get geeked off of it. Don't ever get geeked off that. Don't ever get geeked when a man circles back, especially when he left you, especially when a man told you he didn't want you or wasn't showing you who he was. The reason why you getting that text and you getting that call really has nothing to do with you. He just hasn't found anybody better than you to replace you with. Letting that marinate. The only reason you're getting that call and that text is because he hasn't found anybody better to replace you with. He went to the streets. He's seen the Keishas and the Mishas and all of that. And not to say your name has anything to do with it. But he realized that, dang, up until this point, I ain't met nobody as cool as my ex. But when they make them circle back texts, for me, it's too late. Bye. I'm gone. Because if you didn't see my value, you didn't want me in that season. You don't get the new version of me. You don't get the more fun version of me. You don't get the more healed version of me. You don't get months later, Brittany. The more evolved, because I'm evolving every single day and growing every single day. So you better appreciate what you got when you had it and continue to be on that journey. Because once you get off the bus is going to keep on rolling. It's going to leave your ass back up in town. Excuse my language. I'm excited today. It's going to leave you right where you was at. That's why I say, ladies, do not put yourself on a shelf for absolutely no one unless you want to. That's the difference. Don't do it in hopes that he is going to do whatever. You keep yourself to yourself until you are ready. But what I'm saying is don't do it because of him. Don't do it. Don't let them emotions linger too long. Keep it pushing. Grand Rising, sorry I'm late. I was sleeping so good and didn't want to get up. Hey, KK. I know what you're talking about. Especially it's raining in Atlanta. Shoot, if it wasn't for morning motivation, I would have been sleep. Miss Debbie says, I'm married and I've had to learn not to let it penetrate me. Still going out, working out, glowing up and leveling up so you don't forget your value. They'll be scared to mess up again when they see you doing you. Y'all, these are some, we getting seasoned advice. These are more mature, older women than myself from Miss Debbie and Miss Linda. Okay, y'all better listen. Brandy says, yes, healing is an everyday process. A word. I heal every day. I grow every day. Why I got to stop? Because you don't want me no more. Now I got to heal. Heal from what? I've been healing. Jessica, be happy to be here. Thank you. Vanessa says, this is a word today. Come on, y'all. I was telling my homegirl that last night, the quicker you get over that relationship, the quicker you heal. If you wallow in it for too long, the longer you take to really heal. Absolutely. What I gotta say? What? I gotta say myself for you? But wait. You didn't want me. You didn't want me. You did not want me, but you want me to wait for you. The math ain't mathing. I don't understand. I'm confused. I'm bewildered. Bamboozled. Rakisha says, yes, preach, keep healing and move on. Don't get stuck in those emotions and get back your power back. Absolutely. And on let's talk about that. You should have never had your power shouldn't have left you to begin with. Just because you get with a man, lady, why are we giving up our power? That's why they were attracted to us anyway. You know what's so interesting, y'all? When we are in search of a man, we tend to dumb down our power for whatever reason. I get more hit on, I get more like when I'm in a relationship. You know why? Because I'm already 100% myself. But when you're not in a relationship, sometimes you go out and you be scoping the scene to see who you like and maybe who's watching you. So you're a little bit more subconscious, just naturally as a human being, right? When I'm in a relationship, I get, it's like bees drawn to honey. And not to say that it's not about beauty. It's not about anything but my personality. Y'all, I will speak up. And what I see what women normally do is they sit back and they're quiet. You know, they're being the quiet church mouses that they were taught to be. Don't make too much noise. Don't have too many opinions. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do, just be a lady. Which everybody should be a lady. Class is evident by how I carry myself, right? But I just see girls going like this. And the reason why I get so many people drawn to me is because I'm the one talking. I'm the one like, what's up? I'm the one that's like, you know, engaging. And not that I want the attention, but my personality is just that bold. Y'all, I'm the same person with y'all that I am off camera. I'm just a little bit more lit off of morning motivation. I try to keep it respectful. You know what I mean? But I'm the same, and me and my honey are the same. We debate all the time, and we're just dynamic people. He gets the same energy I do. I know he does, because one, he's handsome, and two, he has a lot of personality. I'm beautiful. I have a lot of personality. It's nothing to do with nothing. It's just that's the two combos right there. Ladies, personality will take you farther than getting surgery will, than getting your breasts done, than getting all the hair, the wig, weaves, whatever. I don't care what hairstyle I have. My personality draws people in. So cultivate that personality. But I will tell you, your power should never go anywhere. I don't care if you're in a relationship. I don't care if you're married. You should never give anybody your power. I love him to pieces. Love him. Give him my power? No. No. Scotty, don't. Nope. Nope. Won't do it. Won't do it. What? That's for me. That's mine. It's okay, ladies, to keep stuff to yourself. He don't even know everything about you. I don't even know everything about him. He's his own person. I'm my own person. You never give away your power. So then when things end, you can say, well, I love you. I wish you the best. And you carry on. You hit, you cry. You think of the good memories. You mourn what you thought was going to be, especially if you planned a life together. You know, Edwan said he was engaged. That's a little different. You mourn what you thought you were having. But ladies, don't be afraid to start over. I don't care what age you are. Don't be afraid to get back out there and shine your light. And when you go out, be dynamic. You don't got to be like me. Be your own self, but be you. Skin in the game, that real estate, grief counseling, and healing the beast. Come on. Come on. Aubrey says, yes, girl, when he don't care. When we don't care, we don't care. Aubrey must be a Virgo too. I'm a Virgo. I do not care. I do not care. So men, be out here. Listen to me. If you got a woman, you better treat her good. If you have a Virgo in your corner, you better treat them good, because we care. Oh, we're so loyal. We care. But when we don't, you are invisible. You are invisible. And we're not mean. We're not vindictive. Like I've never tried to seek revenge or did anything to, because I know he's watching. I don't live my life for other people. I live my life for God. And I let God handle whatever he gonna handle. I do not seek revenge. I do not care about none of that. And I don't even care if you, because there was nothing to get back, right? He didn't do anything to me. He just didn't want to be with me. Okay, next. Thank you, next. Absolutely right, Brittany. I'm a Virgo. We do not care. And why are you? We do not care. When we do not care, we do not care no more. You gets no love. You gets no love from me. Miss Debbie says, usually a man who's trying to be good Be good, one will tell you it's over. A dog will treat you so bad until you leave. Ooh, I like that. And that's the thing, Miss Debbie. Exactly. A good man will tell you he doesn't want you anymore. That's honor that. I respected it. I wasn't mad. And that's what the thing is. And that's exactly my point. That's why I didn't have to have anything to heal from, get over, because nothing happened to me. I'm not devastated because somebody told me they don't like me. A lot of people don't like me. I'm not for everybody. I rub a lot of people the wrong way. I make people very uncomfortable. That's okay. I'm okay with that because that's my power. They're uncomfortable for them, their own reasons. That's okay. This right here is the reason, is because I didn't have a dog. I don't attract dogs. I attract good men. He was a good man. He told me he didn't like me. Okay, bye. Next. Good morning, May. I hope you didn't miss it, babe, because it's good. I'm the same girl. When I'm done, I am done. Absolutely. We care. But when we don't, we don't. Shamber says, right. They also say you must have been cheating when you weren't with me. Like, nah, I just moved on. Exactly. Man, get that out your head. Everybody ain't trying to cheat on you. Every new person, he just came and did something that you weren't doing. Let me see. I got a whole bunch of comments to read. So if y'all have to go to work, I love y'all. I'm going to keep reading the comments because today is good. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I know it's not 9 yet, but I know some of y'all got to go to work. But I do want to read these comments because y'all are hilarious today. She ever said, I'm laughing so hard right now. Absolutely. We got to move. Alicia says, I'm a Taurus. Once I don't care, I don't. I think it's the earth sign. I think it is. I think it is too. Because Capricorns, I think, are the same way. LOL, learned if a man can't see my worth, that's fine. Once someone else does, they'll finally see it too late, baby. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You don't like me, that's fine. There's other people that will. I want everybody to have that energy. You're not for everybody. If God, right, if we Christians or whatever, right, if we believe that there's only one for us, then there's going to be thousands of people that are not going to like you. You just keep dating until you find your one. And you just pray about it. You pray and ask God and, you know, do that. You just keep it pushing. We are not for everybody. What irritates my soul is when a woman does something evil and then thinks it's funny. Yeah, no, I don't do vindictive people. That's one thing I'm very thankful for. I do not attract evil or malicious, because I'm not evil or malicious or vindictive. So I don't attract those type of people. So if we attract them people like that at one, we might want to look. Got to ask ourselves why. Just bless his heart. Absolutely. Yes, men go back to the streets. They do. They be. And then wondering why you done healed and moved on and all of the whatever. KK says, I fell back in love with my high school sweetheart, but she is not ready emotionally, mentally, and just moved across the U.S. A part of me wants to wait till she is ready, but then I don't. You may never know when that is. This is the thing about waiting on people, right? I don't recommend anybody to wait on anybody. I think that you should keep living your life. Y'all just be single, you know, not to say that you can't keep in touch and, you know, maybe one day down the road in the future, but y'all keep living y'all lives because there's something that y'all have to learn that has nothing to do with one another. So I would say keep living your life, but I would not wait. Now, if you want to, like, you dating, you don't meet nobody. Hey, how's things going? Oh, still tripping. All right, cool. Keep living your life. But I don't think, unless somebody's in prison, I don't see what we waiting for. Like, what are we waiting on? I don't understand the wait. What are we waiting on? Them to change? Because they may never change the way we want them to change. And it's not for them to change the way that you want them to change. That's another thing, too. We got to accept people for who they are, where they are. Now, we can see the potential in people's growth. And I hate when people say, you shouldn't look at potential. Potential is very important. You should know who they are and where they're trying to go, where they're potentially in the heading in the direction for. So, yes, potential isn't everything you should bank on, but there should be some potential, because if there's potential, then there is potential for them to grow. But it's not their job to grow for us, and it's not our job to grow for them. And it's everybody's job to grow in exactly who we and God feel we should be. And sometimes you waiting on that, she may not grow in the way that you want her to grow. Saying, happened to me a few times when a woman texts me back. I had my ex-girlfriend do that to me yesterday, matter of fact, telling me she loved me and she wanted a baby by me and want us to be together. But I'm already, I think he was going to say something. I'm already talking to someone else now. I don't understand why people be wanting babies. Let's talk about marriage first. Let's do that. But it happens. Let the church say amen. Grand Rising, AMAC. Rakesh said, come on now, no circling back. I know your value. Absolutely. You didn't see my value in this season. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. It's cool. The next one will. Shamber says, yo, preach. For real, because females will leave a breakup and say, oh no, I found myself again. Why did you allow yourself to get lost in a relationship? You should be gaining and growing yourself with them. This is it. Yeah, why are we losing ourselves? I can understand, like, okay, for women who have children, I can understand that transition because you go from one life to a different life. I understand needing to find a balance in motherhood, but a man. Men, you should not lose yourself in a woman, and women, we should not lose ourselves in men. You should be your best self, and the other person should also bring out the best in you. Both of you guys should be working to bring out the best in one another. Like, it shouldn't be I'm not going to lose myself in a relationship. Y'all, life is like a pizza. That's how I look at life. The best analogy I can give it. Your life is like a pizza. Your relationship is a slice. Your family is a slice. Your career is a slice. Your spirituality is a slice. You make room for yourself. That's a slice. Your hobbies is a slice. And your friends are a slice. That encompasses your whole life. So just because I take one piece and one slice away, now I don't got the rest of the slices? No, I'm not giving no person my whole pizza. I'm too selfish for that. Running to pick up these jams. Come on. I'm pretty. Y'all are hilarious today. Yes, I got a new girl and I will treat her right. You better, Edwin. You better. Because that's karma. And I will tell this about men. Men who do women dirty, it may not come back to you, but it will come back on your children. I think I got a little bit of my dad's karma. For real. And the Bible will tell you that. So y'all better be out here treating these women right. Because when you had them daughters, like, I was looking at an interview with the baby's baby mom, Danny Lay, and he got all girls. And you up here treating women like this. I pray for your princesses that you say you love so much. Y'all don't think y'all can do whatever y'all want to do and your karma won't come back on you or your children. Karma will always come back. That's why it's important to treat every person with respect. I don't care if it's a janitor to a millionaire billionaire. I don't care if that person's working the event or they're scrubbing the toilet. Everybody deserves respect. You treat everybody with respect, every relationship, every situation, every friendship. Are you going to be perfect? No. But being vindictive, schemy, shading people, and people wonder why their lives be so chaotic. You can't do dirt and expect to reap a good harvest. You're planting toxic seeds and you're expecting to be treated well. You're expecting great things to happen for your life. God is watching how we treat each other. He's watching. That's your boyfriend, but that's his child too. If I'm up here sneaking around and doing shady stuff behind my man's back, you don't think that karma ain't gonna come back to me in one form or another? I feel like I'm very blessed to be 100% run. I'm not saying anything happens to people, but I try to be an outstanding individual as a person in general to everyone. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do I get it right all the time? Absolutely not. But I try my damnedest to be a solid, good person all the way around in every aspect of my life, from my business practices to to my relationship, to my friendships, to my family relationships. I try to give my absolute very best. Not all. I don't pour myself to where my cup is empty, but I try to do that to my fullest potential because I want nothing but good things to come back to me. I don't know if y'all follow me on Instagram. Yesterday, I worked as a personal assistant. I'm not too big for things because one day I will need a personal assistant and I would want somebody to work just as hard for me as I do for them. Does that make sense? Okay, yo, y'all, Virgo and Leo females, y'all can get over real quick. Us Gemini women need some help. Because y'all got two things going on, that's why. Y'all got two things. And shout out to my Gemini. And it's in Gemini season. Happy birthday for some of y'all coming up. Indigo Kisses says, I'm married for almost 8 years, but still took a lot of this message. Can't wait to send this message to my niece. Oh, thank you so much. All right, y'all, let me get through these comments. I know some of y'all got to go. Chelsea says, I'm a Leo. And when we don't care either. Absolutely. And then, you know, I'm on the cusp. I'm on that Virgo Leo cusp. So I definitely got some Leo energy in me. And I think that that's why I'm so boisterous and so outgoing and so extroverted. Because I was reading up on some Leo stuff and I was like, oh, that's me. So I'm right on that cusp where Leo turns to Virgo. In my opinion, sometimes it ain't a man, it's the woman. To each their own? Yeah. I'm not saying either one. It's both. Both parties. Because women could be like that too. All facts, Britt. Thank you. Shamber says, right, I'm with you, Britt. Like, what are people doing wanting babies before marriage? I mean, you know, I'm not judging because by the grace of God, I don't have no children. By the grace, by the power of the beast, all the above. So I'm not judging nobody with a baby. But I'm saying if you have time now to prevent it, and I think that that's a conversation we need to have too, because now that a lot of options are being taken from women. Women have to be extremely careful. And men, you have to be extremely careful because you don't got no options no more. Now y'all about to just have these babies. Ain't no what you want to do. It's baby time. So I hope that y'all are being very cautious out here in these streets because you might slip up and ain't no, because plan Bs are being taken away and all the above. And you know, just be careful, y'all. Want a baby, ain't married. She thirsty, let her be. Bless her heart. Miss Linda. She Amber coming for them today. Come on, Kelsey. Her birthday. Yes, ma'am. Come on, Kelsey. Kelsey in the building today. Hey, good morning, Kelsey. Miss Linda, she is very insecure. Yo, Miss Linda. Stop. I love y'all to pieces. Oh, y'all make my day. Miss Mesa, every time I look back at my exes, I'm like, ew. I was a whole different person back in the day. Absolutely. I got some exes. I'm just like, how? Why? Y'all are hilarious. I'm not about to play with y'all. She got all the girls. Kelsey Bar, I got two. Or else who will won't come for them. Say exactly. Y'all are hilarious. I'm leaving y'all alone. Cooking with Ross says, talk to a guy who lived in another state for an entire year without him coming to see me. The whole time I was loyal and didn't talk to another guy. I learned my lesson. Ladies, if you have not met somebody, I don't care how great the conversation is, don't do it. If you have not, and I'm talking from my personal experience, if you have not spent time with somebody like one-on-one exclusively for days at a time, don't do that. Women, we put ourselves on the shelves and be loyal to people that have no skin in the game. Because I bet you that whole year he was still dating. He was still doing what the heck he wanted to do when he wanted to do it. Ladies, stop being monogamous and loyal to people that... We got to stop doing that. We got to continue to date and do you until you know for sure and you're solid with that one individual. We do that way too much. We be too monogamous way too soon when these men will talk to you and talk to you and talk to you as they should. They're single. If you're single, be single. Shamber says, yes, Brittany, the next weekend. And yes, we have two things going on and it's bad. I imagine that now. You got to tell me about it, Sheamber. I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket ever again. I'm having multiple baskets this time around. I plan on going to an event by myself this weekend, just mingling, enjoying my single life. Absolutely. I love going to events by myself. They're fun. Even as a woman in a relationship, still be doing stuff by myself, y'all. Gemini, I don't care. I'm not sure what my sister meant, because when you don't want me, I'm out. All right, y'all, wrapping it up. Let's see. I got a Virgo, Leo, Aries in me. Yeah. Oh, it might be the birth chart. Y'all look up y'all's birth charts. Those matter. Those matter. Look up your birth chart. Get the whole gamut. I'm Virgo, Virgo, Capricorn. Which I don't know why, because I feel like I don't have any Capricorn traits too much. I got to look into that, though. Kelsey says, not Miss Linda out here telling our business. Y'all are hilarious. She Amber says, I was saying, yes, Geminis, we have two things going on. Okay, but I managed. I got you. All right, y'all. Well, I love y'all so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. How do we look it up? So you look up your, so Google birth charts, and you look up by your birth date, the time you were born. That's like the hardest one for people to pinpoint. It should be on your birth certificate. I don't have my birth certificate. I only have a passport. So it's the time you were born and the city you were born in. And I will say the time of day, think about what type of person you are. Are you a morning person naturally? Naturally, not by your schedule, but naturally. Are you a morning person or are you a night owl? If you're a night owl, you were normally born at night or in the evening. And if you're a morning person by nature, then you were normally born in the morning. I'm more of an afternoon person. And I think I was born in the afternoon because my mom said she was dropped off at the hospital in the morning. And I came and I believe it was still light outside. I think I was born in the afternoon, but you just Google it, Google birth chart, and it will give a breakdown, if you know the time you were born, of your entire makeup, which is very interesting because of how accurate that stuff is. It's not a horoscope. It's not a horoscope. It's like a detailed, like people that were born that time, that day, in that area. It's kind of creepy how accurate it is. But yes, you guys have a beautiful, oh, thank you. You guys have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I do have the best audience. I can say that on the internet. Y'all are hilarious. I hope we all made each other laugh this morning. And we went 14 minutes over. Woo, child. But I love you guys so much for watching. I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful and blessed day. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.